All right, now let's talk about different ways to use meditation. First, as already discussed, you count your breaths, focus your concentration, and disappear into the meditation. As a variation, you can blank your mind and await inspiration or awareness that filters in. As a second way to use meditation, you alter your consciousness and ask for a particular kind of awareness to filter in. A third way to use meditation is to use mind programming to create desired changes or to develop a particular ability. This is usually thought of as self-hypnosis, but again, an altered state is considered the alpha and theta ranges of cycle-per-second electrical brain-mind activity. The beta range is being fully awake and alert. The delta range is deep sleep. So, hypnosis and meditation are one and the same. It's only how you use your altered state time that results in one label or another. And since Zen is determined to end dualities, I'm going to include mind programming with this talk on meditation, because I use it so effectively myself, and because it's the area of meditation that I see as most applicable to modern life. I created and marketed the first audio and video mind programming tapes back in 1976, and I still continue to release new titles, refine my techniques, and develop new ways to successfully program the mind. So after 25 years of work and research, I'm going to share what I perceive to be the most powerful techniques in existence. You have a good model to go by with Session 9, Zen Mind Programming Meditation. I guide you through a body relaxation, count you down into an altered state of consciousness, and then provide you with verbal suggestions. The secret to creating powerful suggestions on your own is to phrase each sentence as if your goal were already accomplished. Next, you visualize by creating fantasies as to how you'd like your life to be. Your subconscious mind is a visual consciousness, so this is the most powerful programming of all. At the end of each session, you count yourself up from 1 to 5 and tell yourself that you're wide awake, wide awake. Okay. Let's look at the differences between these types of meditation. In classic Zazen, your breathing and breath counting will alter your consciousness without a formal induction. Each time you do a Zazen session, you'll go down a little deeper, a little easier, until, after about 2 or 3 weeks of daily meditation, you reach your natural level. It isn't that you can't induce a deeper trance, or in time that you won't deepen your level considerably. But after about 2 weeks of doing daily meditation or hypnosis sessions, you'll reach a natural level at which programming becomes highly effective. For regular meditation or self-hypnosis, I direct you to close your eyes instead of focusing upon a spot 3 feet in front of you. A verbal body relaxation is followed by an altered state induction, as on the Zen mind programming meditation. This helps to immediately relax your body, and the countdown assures that you quickly attain the deepest level possible at your current level of conditioning. In other words, you don't have to be a conditioned meditator to attain the same level a conditioned meditator will attain in Zazen. It's faster, and at the same time highly effective. Most Zen masters would scoff at such accelerated techniques, but they work well in an accelerated American way of life. If you wish to work on specific mind programming, you can make your own tape or CD if you wish. Just paraphrase my induction on Session 9, or you can simply think the induction to yourself. There's nothing magical about my words. Every hypnotist and meditation leader uses different words. The secret to being effective is to talk monotonously. Speak at a slow pace in an even, uninflected tone of voice, like a metronome, as if you were bored to death. As a result, you'll put everyone to sleep, including yourself. I've already talked about body position. I'd suggest you do not work in an altered state when you're tired. If you wear contact lenses and normally remove them when you go to sleep, take them out before going into an altered state. Certain conditions are more conducive than others to doing altered state work. An overly warm room is much better than a cool one. Darkness helps most people to visualize more effectively. If you don't have a dark room, you can use one of the sleep masks that are available for a few dollars in any drugstore. If your environment is noisy, use earplugs. If you're using a pre-recorded audio program, use headphones plugged into your player. If your environment is noisy, you may also want to block out the noise with environmental audio programs such as rain or ocean waves. Soothing music can also be helpful. You can use an altered state of consciousness to search for understanding, or to have psychic experiences, or to experience past lives if you want. I'm afraid it's beyond the scope and time limits of this course to provide instructions, but my 6-tape Nightingale Conant Mind Travel album explores subjective metaphysical searching of this kind. However, if on your own you decide to seek out this kind of experience, know that subjective impressions received while in an altered state may seem dreamlike and fade rapidly when you return to full beta consciousness. For this reason, you may want to have a pencil and paper beside you when you awaken, so you can quickly write down the highlights of the session. Or, you could speak into a tape recorder, so you can keep your eyes closed and verbally commit your experiences while they're still fresh in your mind. Once you're fully conditioned, you may sometimes go into an altered state and remember nothing upon awakening. If you're working with an audio program and open your eyes on the count of 5, you've responded to the suggestion. If you had drifted off into a natural sleep, you would not have opened your eyes on the count of 5. So, you were tripping or drifting in and out of consciousness. There are several ways to deal with this tendency. First, try doing the session in a less comfortable position. If you're simply going too deep, don't do any deep breathing before the induction. Once you become conditioned, you may also want to limit the body relaxation to simply imagining a wave of relaxation moving from your toes to your head. Another technique is to make sure you stay fully conscious during the initial part of the induction. If you're working with an audio program, don't close your eyes until the countdown begins. Other techniques that may help if you're falling asleep or tripping out include niacinamide, which is buffered vitamin B3, which is available in any drugstore or health food store. It opens up the deep-level blood vessels about 20 minutes after you take it. College students often use it to stay alert during an exam. Another method is to take a couple 400 IU caps of vitamin E and 2 tablespoons of honey. This is especially effective when you do a few minutes of exercise at the time you take it. The honey instantly puts sugar into your system, while the vitamin E extends the oxygen. It will keep you wide awake and mentally alert for up to 4 hours. But don't use this if you've been drinking alcohol the night before, or it will work in reverse as a downer. All right.